Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
If you were president of the United States or governor of your state, and someone called you a slave, what would be your reaction? Do you consider yourself a slave to anyone? Would you please listen to these words from Paul's great letter to the Romans? Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey? His servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. The word servants in this passage is a translation of the Greek doulos, and means bond servants or slaves. Paul affirms that everyone is a slave to someone or to something. If you have turned your back on God and on His Son, and are living for yourself, you are a slave to sin. Those who are slaves to sin will suffer eternal death. On the other hand, if you have obeyed the gospel and are living for God, you are the slave of righteousness. Your eternal destiny will be life with God and with the saved of all the ages. Paul wrote concerning the Roman Christians, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Romans 6:17-18. Simon Peter, God's chosen spokesman to open the door of the kingdom to both Jews and Gentiles, called himself a servant or a slave and an apostle. 2 Peter 1:1. Is it not degrading for an apostle of Jesus Christ to place oneself in the category of a slave? My friends, it is not, if you fully comprehend what is involved in being a child of the living God. Being a slave means we are owned, body, soul, and spirit, by another. In this case, the God of the universe. Is it degrading to belong to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? The truth is, I can think of no greater honor than to be God's slave. Besides, if we are truly Christians, we have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with the price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. But if a man is a slave, could he also be an apostle? Both Paul and Peter place themselves in the category of slaves. The Philippian letter begins, "Paul and Timothy, the servants or slaves of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons." Philippians 1:1. Peter did not use the word slave so often as Paul did, but he did call himself a servant and an apostle. I wonder if there may not be a lesson in all of this for modern preachers. Neither Paul nor Peter nor any other New Testament preacher ever referred to himself by the exalted titles preachers and other religious leaders use of themselves in our day. Can you imagine Paul's calling himself Reverend Paul, or the Right Reverend Paul? None of the apostles would have been so arrogant as to use such titles of themselves. Of course, the word apostle means one who is sent. The apostles of Christ were commissioned to do His will, to be His witnesses throughout the world. Even today, we are indebted to the apostles because of their work in spreading the kingdom. Thank you, and may God bless you.